Maryland is home to many historic properties, all of which have fascinating backgrounds that reveal our state's rich past. One such property, the Lock House, is located in Havre de Grace on the Susquehanna River. Sarah Fisher, executive director of the Susquehanna Museum at the Lock House, tells us about this property's unique 175-year history.
The Susquehanna Museum at the Lock House is a historic house museum located in Havre de Grace, Maryland. Known to locals simply as the Lock House, this building is situated on the last downstream lock of the Susquehanna and Tidewater Canal, or S&T Canal. The S&T Canal ran from Havre de Grace along the Susquehanna River to Wrightsville, Pennsylvania, about a 45-mile trip. The primary purpose of the canal was to transport coal and lumber from northeastern Pennsylvania to Baltimore and Philadelphia via the Chesapeake Bay or the Chesapeake and Delaware Canal after exiting the S&T Canal. The S&T Canal and the Lock House were completed in 1840. The Havre de Grace Lock House, which was the largest on the canal, had two roles. First, it served as the office of the toll collector, who would assess the fee for boats that used the canal. Second, the lock tender lived there with his family. His job was to operate the lock gates to allow boats to pass through, as well as take care of the lock. This responsibility was 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and his payment was about $600 per year, living in the house and using the land, on which he had a small garden and livestock. The canal was in business until around 1900, succumbing to railroads and floods. Eventually, the building was converted into a rental duplex. This lasted until 1969, when the Susquehanna Museum of Havre de Grace was formed, with the goals of preserving the building to display artifacts primarily about the city and interpret canal life. Not having received proper care for so many years, when the group obtained the building in 1971, major renovations were required. The building was not open to the public as a museum until 1982, when the work was completed. The other major historical component on the grounds, the lock, was also in disrepair. The initial repair was the largest. Parts of the lock wall had collapsed, which had to be rebuilt, and the wooden gates had fallen into the lock, which had to be removed. Work on the lock, as well as the building, has been ongoing from the 1970s to today. The Susquehanna Museum of Havre de Grace is still hard at work after 47 years, conserving artifacts, creating new exhibits, giving tours, and hosting events to raise funds. Two major events include a pirate festival in June and a holiday boutique and candlelight tour in December. Other events include lectures, children's programming, and guided nature hikes on lands adjacent to the museum. The grounds are open all year, and the museum is open April through October, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 1 to 5 p.m. So the next time you are traveling I-95, you can take the exit into Havre de Grace to see the Lock House, a beautiful red brick building right on the Susquehanna River with 175 years of exciting stories to share.
More information about the Susquehanna Museum at the Lock House can be found at thelockhousemuseum.org. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by the Maryland Humanities Council for WYPR. For the Maryland Humanities Council, I'm Phoebe Stein.